I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas. We know how hard it is to provide your family with everything they need, while still being able to treat yourself.
Everyone wants to be able to afford the most fashionable accessories, the newest styles, and those special evenings out without breaking the bank.
That's for sure. Over the years, we've found some tips and tricks to make this luxury lifestyle affordable, and we want to share those secrets with you. In each of our podcasts, we'll be sharing our suggestions for luxury living for less. Everything from how to spot the secondhand deals to tips for maximizing your rewards points. We want to help you save money.
Thanks for joining us. Now let's start saving.
Hey, good morning. How is everybody this morning? And it's not too early to drink wine as far as I'm concerned. Because what Leslie, you and I always say, it's 5 o'clock somewhere?
Somewhere, absolutely.
I don't know, it's noon somewhere. Well, today we have Donnie Austin of House Wine in Worthington, owner-buyer for House Wines, a certified Somm. Yes, and you guys probably don't even know what that is. But he also got a certification as a certified beer server. Okay, Donnie, I want to know, what's a Somm? So you have to let people know what that is. And what is a certified beer server as well?
Well, sommelier is kind of the term used on the wine side for somebody really knowledgeable with wine as far as understanding the wine and serving it, selling, things of that nature. So I became a certified sommelier under the Court of Master Sommeliers. And then there's a beer version called Cicerone. So the certified beer server is just the first stage of that program.
Wow, you sound like you're the king of beer and wine.
Very impressive.
Try to do my best.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your background and about the store here and how you got started.
We opened House Wine in 2007. I didn't start drinking wine until 2003 after I moved to Columbus to work for Honda.
Poor guy. I started drinking in 1978.
I missed out on some opportunity in college, I think. But I drank plenty of bad beer at the time. So I moved here in 2001 to work for Honda, kind of got into wine. In the meantime, started doing an MBA at night at Ohio State. And then House Wine was my class project for an entrepreneurship class I took at the end of the program. So I started working on House Wine in 2005, and we opened it 2 years later.
Wow,
well, that class was a smart choice.
Yeah, no kidding.
I used to remember in college we would you could take a class on how to make wine or how to do wine. Everybody thought, oh, this is an easy A. Yeah. No, it was very difficult. You had to learn all the organic things and all about the soil, and then you had to spit the wine out. And it was like...
Not fair.
Not fair at all. They said the only time when my daughter took the same class at Miami University, and she said the good thing was at the end of the semester... Yeah. We got to actually drink wine at a big party. And I said, did you get an A? I said, because you told me it was a really hard class. She goes, actually, I did, Mom. So I said, well, that's good. That's good. So, and she likes wine. So that was a good experience.
First time drinking helped her grade point, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. Well, yeah, consulting her, I'm her mom.
So, Donnie, tell us a little bit about how you get a good value in wine. Because I think there's a, kind of a misperception that the more expensive the wine is, the better the wine is. Right. But that's not always the case, is it?
Yeah, I would say overall it trends upward in quality if you spend more. But if you look at any particular price point, there's a wide range in quality. So you have to look at that, but also what kind of wine you like. Because more expensive wines might be, let's say, drier if you look at reds, but you might not like dry wine. So if you spend $50, $100, whatever on a bottle, it doesn't mean you're going to like it, even though it could be a better wine.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of it is getting to know your shop, whether it's House Wine or the local shop in your neighborhood, and they get to know your taste and what you like, and you'll end up finding better value than just walking through the grocery store, grabbing a bottle off the shelf, and not knowing what it is. And usually those selections are more the bulk brands. I always say when you're at a large grocery store, you're paying more for the generic brand. Where if you come to a shop like us, we're finding better wines for the money for you.
Okay, got it. And you've got kind of an interesting system to test wine before, to try it before you buy it here in the store, don't you?
Yeah.
I love that dispensing machine. I was telling them I could just get there and just go right down that thing and give me that. It's like a chip card, right?
Yep.
And you just put money on it and off you go with how many ounces you want and the price point that you kind of want to look at. Because particularly if it's like I am, I like wine by my taste.
Right.
So I might like a really inexpensive glass of wine, or I might like a really expensive one. I want to see, and my taste buds may be the same. However, I might enjoy the less expensive one just as much as the more expensive
right.
wine. So it's a lot smarter way to do it. But I just like the fact that I could taste. How many wines do you have there?
24 wines on the Enomatics. So they do 1, 3, and 5 ounce pours. And I know you like Chardonnay. So
yes.
We usually have a couple Chardonnays you can try at different price points. But then you can also try other wines by the ounce to see if there's something else you're in the mood to drink other than a Chardonnay at a given time. You know, if it's really hot or really cold and you just feel like changing it up a little bit, then the Enomatics are great for trying wines you might not otherwise try. And the idea of the Enomatics was when I got into wine and started working on this concept was I did not like spending money on a bottle, go home, open it, didn't like it, and I didn't dump
right.
it. But I wouldn't be that crazy about it, and I just spent 10, 20 bucks on a bottle.
Well, speaking of that, about, you know, opening a bottle of wine and then dumping it out because you don't right. want it. Like, I do, we cook with it if I don't like it. But I was reading an article, and this was actually in Food & Wine magazine, which I'm sure you're familiar with. Chicago-based Master Somm Alpani Singh, I'm sure you know who he is, pours leftover wine into small Snapple or Perrier bottles. He says less surface area means less exposure to air, which helps to preserve wines a day or two longer. Do you agree? And then explain a little bit what that means.
Yeah, so basically when you open a bottle, it begins to oxidize, and we all know what a wine tastes like after a day. In 2 days, it basically starts to go bad. So it's the ratio of the open space above the wine in the bottle to the surface area of the wine. So if you have a couple glasses out of a bottle on the first night, you leave quite a bit of space left in that bottle versus the surface area of the wine, where if you had a half glass, it'll be almost as fresh the next day.
Well, Leslie and I have no problem finishing right. off a bottle of wine.
What's half drunk bottle of wine?
Yeah, no, we actually each have a wine glass that it's a full bottle of wine goes into the wine glass. So we usually say we just have one glass of wine yeah. a night. But
we all have that glass.
Yeah. that or we usually just open a bottle and put a straw in it, you know. So I don't think we would use that Perrier thing at all.
And we provide straws here, too.
Do you? Okay, good. Well, I'll be coming here. Now, question to ask you. What do you think is the best and most underrated wine region in the U.S.? Because most people think, oh, you have to have a wine from California or from Oregon or from wherever. What do you think? Give me the top two underrated regions in the U.S. that you think have produced some really good wines that people just don't know of.
I think underrated would be Oregon. While they're not necessarily at a lower price point like a lot of the California wines we can get, they're more boutique producers, and there's really not that many producers doing large volume. So you start to find wines that are $20, $30 that are really good wines from small properties and small families, where California you get more of the bulk market. And I would say Washington would be up there with them. I always think of Washington more like California as far as the style of wines that they offer, but usually a lower price point for the quality.
Well, we are in the state of Ohio, and I know we have a lot of wineries here. I've traveled around. Mm-hmm. How would you kind of look at Ohio wines? I know when I go up to the lake, you know, they have the Weiss ice wines and those kind of things and the more sweeter wines. I'm not a sweet wine drinker because, as you know, I'm Lady Chardonnay.
Right.
But I have had some great red dry wines and some pretty decent white wines. How do you think Ohio rates?
It's one of those things I look at it. If you look at Ohio by itself, they do make some good wines. I think the quality varies quite a bit. When you start to put some of these wines up against wines from the West Coast, then it's like, well, what am I just wanting to drink local, or am I looking for value?
And I know in some cases in Ohio, the wineries actually don't produce their own grapes.
Some have their own vineyards, some buy the
juices itself.
Right. And then you start to have more of the urban wineries that will do like kit wines, similar to what people do for home winemaking, which I'm typically not as much of a fan of because I just feel like it's not natural and you end up paying more for it anyway. And I always say, you know, we're making really good beer in Ohio, so that's what I usually lean to.
I knew you had to throw that beer thing. Certified beer guy, you know. Well, tell us a little bit about some upcoming things that are happening here in your store and in the community here. And I also want to let you have an opportunity to talk about your hours and, you know, when you're open. And then I want a glass of wine.
Yeah, we can do that. We can get into some Chardonnay. It's not too early. So we do a tasting every Thursday night, different theme each week. So if you go to our website, housewine.biz, we have the calendar up for the upcoming months. Every first Wednesday of the month, we do a monthly wine dinner with the Worthington Inn. It's usually four courses with four wines for $65. And
that
the Worthington
sounds good.
Inn handles all those reservations. And we always have a good crowd, usually 30, 40 people. That's the max. We also have Hot Chicken Takeover in our parking lot October 13th.
That's great.
For their, they're doing
another great organization.
A number of community events, and they've selected Old Worthington this year, so it's going to be in our front parking lot. So we're going to have Rheingeist, their beer truck, in our parking lot, so you can drink beer with the hot chicken, or you can bring the hot chicken into our shop, and we're actually going to have our Thursday night tasting paired with their levels of heat on their chicken. So we'll have the wines with
How
a little
fun.
Sweetness to go with the heat of the chicken. So we're just kind of have some fun with it. But there's always stuff going on, and we always put it up on housewine.biz under upcoming events.
Well, Donnie, thank you. We have just really enjoyed this, and I'm sorry, but I'm ready for that glass of wine. How about you, Leslie?
Absolutely. All right.
Cheers.
Thanks for saving money with us. If you have money-saving tips you want to share, we would love to hear from you. We'll talk about them in a future podcast. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dollarsavingdivascbus.
Leslie, that's kind of long. We do have a link to our page in the podcast notes. When you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, these podcasts can automatically upload to your smartphone. Now get out there and start saving money. We want to hear from you.